Brother?
It was Nemator, hailing Numeon over the Voxlink.
Breach the Munitorum's cordon, Numeon shouted. Get their pilots to move those ships! Tell them, if they don't, their precious mortal cargo will be crushed to death!
He cut the link, letting Nemator get to work. The pyre guard formed up quickly into a spear shape, piercing the morass of bodies the Munitorum and army seemed adamant would not spill out onto the desert.
Break your ranks!
Numeon snarled at a Vodizian lieutenant, yanking the young officer off his feet. His brothers did the same, ripping out the herding pens the Munitorum had put in place and relieving the pressure on the deadly crush that had begun to form.
Avec!
Numeon voxed, grunting as a Karatan man was floored as he bounced off the pyre guard's warplate. Leodrak hauled him to his feet, sending him on his way.
Tell your men to break ranks!
The Vodizian commander sounded fraught when he replied.
Negative. We have the situation contained. None of these rebels will get past our cordon.
That is the problem, commander. Karatan, native, and imperial servant alike are being crushed in this chaos. Break your ranks!
Upon seeing the commotion, Arvek had brought his armored companies together, plugging gaps in the Munitorum's encampments, closing off escape, herding the frightened natives back onto themselves. Officials further back, confused by the commotion at first, had not realized what was happening, and had continued to feed more natives into the grind. By the time they had taken stock of the situation, hundreds more had added to the pressure. Fearing for their lives when the crowd had realized their fate and their potential salvation, the Munitorum clerks had sealed the natives in behind a wall of tracked steel.
They will escape, Arvek countered,
voice echoing in the confines of his storm sword.
And will you unleash your guns next if they try to scale your hull?
Numeon batted a disciplined master aside with the back of his hand. Together, the pyre guard had made a small vent. Their brothers in the 18th were now working hard to widen it. People began to spill free, exhausted, bleeding, halfway dead. The presence of the salamanders kept them rooted, however. None were willing to transgress and attempt escape, with the red-eyed devils watching them. But deeper into the camp, people were dying, smashed against the armored prows of Vodizian tanks.
I will do what is necessary to maintain security.
Arvek cut the feed.
Bastard,
Numeon swore. A discussion with the commander would have to come later.
It'll be a massacre, said Varun.
Numeon eyed the static Vodizian armor that had now engaged loudhailers and search lamps as additional deterrents. People staggered back into one another, blinded and deafened. Arvek was employing riot control tactics where the rioters had no room to back down.
We need to move that armor.
Through the thickening mob, it might as well have been leagues away. Then Numeon saw the Primarch, towering above the madness. Realizing the danger presented by the tanks, the Primarch had raced towards them. Not slowing, he shoulder-barged Arvek's storm sword at full pelt and began to push. Grimacing with effort, booted feet digging trenches in the earth, Vulcan heaved the super-heavy back. Its sheer bulk dwarfed the Primarch, the veins cording in Vulcan's neck as he exercised his prodigious strength. Even Arvek dared not defy the will of a Primarch and could only look on as Vulcan hauled the storm sword's dead weight across the sand. He roared, body trembling, as he forced a gap wide enough for the trapped masses to escape. Without waiting to recover, Vulcan was moving again, fleeing Kartans flowing around him in a flood of mortal desperation. The Primarch barged his way through them towards the escaped Xenos, using his size and presence to make a path. He had yet to draw a weapon, instead focusing on cutting off the Eldar as they sought to run into the desert. No, Numion realized as the pyre guard waded through the sea of bodies, still fighting to reassert some order. He was going for Serif. Several of the remembrancers were already wounded, possibly dead. Abandoned by the Utric Fusiliers, they clung to each other, striving not to be dragged into the chaos, holding close to ride out the sudden storm. Yelling Nostraman curses, the Night Lords closed on the Xenos from behind, firing off their bolters indiscriminately in the hope of hitting an Eldar. Five of the witches were already down, one with a still-churning chain blade embedded in its chest. Another two threw up a kine shield of verdigreed light to absorb the chasing bolt rounds. A hot shell grazed Vulcan's cheek, searing it as he was caught in the crossfire. Reaching the remembrances, putting himself between them and the Night Lord's heedless fury, he raised his gauntlet. Thanks in part to the 8th Legionary's bloody efforts, but also because of the breach left by Arvek's forcibly reversed storm sword, the area around the Eldar had cleared. Staring down a Primarch of the Emperor did not seem to give the Xenos pause. But before they could cast their lightning arcs, Vulcan unleashed a storm of his own. An inferno burst from his outstretched hand, the inbuilt flame units in his gauntlet reacting to their master's touch. What began as a plume of flame expanded quickly into a conflagration of superhot promethium. The Eldar were caught by it and engulfed, their bodies rendered in heat-hazed, brownish silhouettes as they shook inside the blaze. No kine shield could save them. Their robes and armor burned as one, fused to flesh until all was reduced to ash and charred bone. Vulcan relented. The fire died, and so too the riot, which was now being wrestled under control.